Well, welcome into this week's edition of Bull Ring Breakdown. Again, not really too much to discuss here. Another rain out, but I got Terry Pierce on the phone. Terry, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Joe?
Oh, I'm good. Actually, I'm gonna start this off with a little bit of a rant that I got here. Now, before I started this job, I would say that I went to about as many races as you could go to being a fan. And nobody worse than me wants to see a rain out. With that said, it's okay if it's not raining where you are. You know, that's fine. Too bad that's not where the track is, because I get that a lot. And I understand that we're right down the road, it might not rain, but you know what? At the track, it might be pouring. And then the people that say we should make up these races, it's really hard to get everybody to commit to Saturday nights. And if you think that it would be just easy to get everybody to come back on Sunday, it's hard. I mean, Nikki and Terry have got to have a hard time finding people to work as it is, and then to pretty much give up every Saturday. And then if you do this theory that I know a lot of people want to do, where you race on Sundays, if it rains out, well, you can't plan anything. And I don't think that you could find a lot of people willing to give up their weekends to do that. Not to mention the crowd's gonna suck because a lot of people are busy on Sundays and you can't really race during the day. I know places have tried. Terry, I don't know if you've seen racetracks that have tried, but in New
Yep.
York, it's tough to race during the day. I remember being at a race when a crate sportsman drove out in front of the field and stopped on the front stretch in front of the entire field and said, "We can't see." And it, you know, and it sometimes I don't know if people understand that that is harder than they think, where it's not just that everybody can show up to a racetrack and just race and have fun. Because if it was up to me, that's what we would all do. We would always do that. I would race every day of the week if I could. But you're not going to make any money on a Sunday, and you're not going to find people that are willing to give up both days on a weekend so that if you rain out on a Saturday, you can race on Sunday. And I don't know how the weather was there, but here you wouldn't have raced this Sunday either. So that's my
No.
rant for you, Terry.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, Joe, I can say a little bit on that. Like, I'm no expert on racetrack, you know, maintenance and all that, but I will tell you this. I have tried to learn a little bit. Man, there's quite an art getting that track where it needs to be on a Saturday night. There's a lot to it. It's not just go out and dig it up and roll it down and throw a little water on. That's not it at all. There's a lot to it. Even when we see rain coming in the forecast, we still have to spend all Friday night watering that track, even though we know it's going to rain on Saturday. We have to. We try to get it sealed over, I guess. You know, and sometimes it just doesn't work. On Sundays, and again, I'm not an expert on this, but just from what I've been told and what I'm hearing is when we have tried to run on Sundays, or let me just say this, anytime during daylight hours, I don't know if it's the clay at Woodhull or just what it is, but Woodhull seems to dry out very quickly with daylight hours. So you put cars out there while it's daylight, and it does. It gets so dusty that the drivers can't see, and then it becomes a safety hazard. So, yeah, the daytime racing at Woodhull is kind of, like I said, I know Vern tried it in the past, and it didn't work. And I know there was a couple of bad wrecks back then when Vern did it because of the dust and people couldn't see. So it's not that easy just to throw a track and say, hey, listen, you know, we couldn't race on Saturday, we're going to race on Sunday. I'm sure there's tracks out there that can handle it. Woodhull just doesn't seem to be one of those tracks that can handle it. You know, I don't
Yeah,
know what to say.
and
It's
truthfully, I
tough.
don't know if I really know of any track in New York. I know that some of them tried to run earlier, and I just don't think that usually it's a very good show because either the drivers can't see, the fans can't see, even if the drivers can have a little bit of visibility, and it's just not really a good all-around show. And I mean,
Right.
it does suck because two rainouts in a row. I would love to race. I'd love to make every show up, no matter how you could do it. But I know that I'd have a tough time convincing my family that Sundays we can't do anything because we also have to keep that day open for racing too.
Yes, that's very true. I mean, you got a lot of people there, people that work in the pits, people that work, you know, flaggers, people that work in the concession stands, all them people. And we'd have to line them all up on Sundays, which is very tough to do. And again, on these Saturdays when we rain out, I sit down with Terry and Nikki, and I'll tell you, there's nobody that wants to race more than them. I can tell you that. They've got bills to pay, and they need that income to come in to pay them bills. And it's not that easy, you know, and trust me, if we could race, we would. I and me of all people, I like to try to push it through. I want to, and I know the drivers don't like it all the time because it's so muddy or we get a late night start, and they don't want to do that. And I'm starting to learn that, and that's why we canceled a little bit early a couple times here, because we know that it's going to be a late night. It's going to be cold. If we can work the track in, and again, even on these days when it rains. Okay, we still got to dry the track out after it rains. And some of these days are so humid, the track just does not dry out. No matter what you do, you can't get it to dry out. So you have to have perfect weather to dry the track too. There's so much to a track to get it where it needs to be to race that it's tough. And I understand fans want to come and watch, and I get it. And again, we want you there too. We love seeing you there every week, but we got to do what's right for the race car drivers. We got to do what's right for us as a business. And for the fans, we don't want you sitting out there freezing all night long.
Well, that's what I was going to say too, is sitting out there in 30 degree weather with the threat of rain really isn't very fun for. I know that's what it was, I think, 2 weekends ago. I think yesterday it was pretty warm, but it rained all day, so there's really no chance in getting that in this weekend at all. But
Right. Yep.
so I guess what, 2 weeks ago, I guess we had Legend Night. That was Billy Van Pelt Night. That rained out. That was sponsored by White's Repair and Towing and Blend's Feed Store. Terry, I know that we do have a tentative schedule change for the Billy Van Pelt night. Why don't you just touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, so yesterday afternoon I met with Terry Nickey, and I sat down with him, and I also met with, well, I talked to Billy himself about it, and we came up with another idea. So as of right now, we're going to move Legends Night with Billy Van Pelt. We're going to move that to August 6th. That was going to be our Wednesday night show. Okay, it's $5,500 to win, and we're going to make that Billy Van Pelt night. And I'll tell you why. We have quite a few modified drivers that want to come and race to support Billy, but can't do it now because their regular tracks have now opened on Saturday nights and doesn't allow them to the opportunity to come to Woodhull and race. They wanted to come and give their respects to Billy. Billy wanted them to come, and it didn't work out. We got rained out, and now their seasons have all started, and here we are trying to fit it in somewhere. So we thought, you know what? Let's move it to Wednesday night show. Maybe we'll get more cars in for that night. Some of them guys will come, and we'll honor Billy that night. We'll do everything we were going to do for Legends Night 2 weeks ago. We'll do on that Wednesday night. So we're going to try that, and we'll see how that goes. As far as the other ones, we had a what we have there Quad C King of the Ring Bull
Yep.
Ring. We are going to make that up. We're looking at the schedule, and we're going to have a meeting on that later this week and come up with a date for that. And same with the late model race. That was 1200 to win. That got rained out, and we're going to make that one up too. Both of them, we want them made up. We just got to pick the date and when they are. So we're going through the schedules. And of course, we got to sit down with sponsors, and some of these sponsors that paid money for them races, we got to get them lined up and get them in there where they want to be. I know, like, right now we have White's Repair. We're still working on a schedule with them. I will be talking to Blends early this week to get them rescheduled as a sponsor to come back in. And now this last week we lost Close Racing Supply, so I got to reschedule them too. So now we're going to start jamming the schedule up, trying to get all these sponsors in. So, which, again, that's another reason why we hate to lose these races, because there's so much involved into them. You got sponsors that got money invested in these races, and they've set stuff up to have their people here, their employees here for that night, and all that stuff too. So it makes it tough all the way around when we have a rain out. It does.
Well, that's the tough thing too. So if you look at, so just take Blend's Feed Store for example. They had April 26, and they were all scheduled for April 26. And at the beginning of the year, they kind of circle that date down. And I don't know how many employees they have or whatever, but they tell everybody and they plan on that day. And then it rains out, and then they plan on May 3rd with only a week's notice. And then that rains out, and now you're sitting there like, oh boy, now we got three sponsors to make up, and we're quickly running out of room.
Oh, absolutely. So them guys over there, they're chomping at the bit, let me tell you. No pun intended. Okay, they don't have too many employees over there, but I can tell you this. They were so excited about sponsoring. This is their first time at Woodhull. They've got a bunch of giveaways that they're going to give away. I've seen some of their stuff that they've been piling up that they're going to give out that night that they sponsor. And they've been so excited to do it, and it's been such a letdown for them 2 Saturdays in a row. So yeah, I get their frustration too. So let's hope that we can get them back on the schedule, and hopefully the rain's gone for the year is what I'm hoping. I don't know what you're seeing, but
Well, I don't want to jinx it, so I'll just keep my mouth shut. But
right.
it always seems like just the beginning of April and the beginning of May just always seems a little tough for racing. It seems like Mother Nature doesn't ever really give us any breaks.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's been a tough spring for us, and honestly, we're still working on some improvements at the track, and the weather's been hurting us with that too. I mean, some of them we're still, we're still going. We don't have the lap counter in yet, but it's still a work in progress. We're still working on that, and we've got some new things coming too. I know at the ball show we had our show car down there, and our show car is now sitting in the shop and getting ready. We're hoping that we're going to get a motor put in this thing, and we're going to get it up and running here in the next couple of weeks is what we're hoping for. So I know we're going to put it on display up back the racetrack, but who knows? There might be some more exciting things coming with that too. So,
Maybe you're gonna have to hop in and wheel
well, I don't know about that, but
it.
I would probably scare most people if I
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
did.
You know what'd be kind of neat though? You could use it as a pace car.
Yeah, no, absolutely,
For
absolutely.
especially for the well, I'm thinking of the midweek show. You
No,
know.
we've talked about it. I wouldn't be surprised if we do get this thing up and running here soon. I wouldn't be surprised if you see it in some local parades, and stuff like that. Get it out and advertise it a little bit more, so which could be kind of fun. So, yeah.
So I guess I'm looking ahead at the schedule a little bit. This weekend we've got the CRSA sprint cars. We're gonna welcome them, and I think they, oh man, I should have looked at this, but I think they got three trips in
Yeah.
total here.
No, I'm sorry. They got four.
The four trips in total here, and that's counting the doubleheader weekend. That's September 12th and 13th. Well, they'll be racing for 4,000 to win on Saturday. So they'll be here. My good friend Marty, he'll be in joining me in the booth, I would imagine, to take care of theirs. And the first.
I would like to say a little something on that, Joe. So, these CRSA sprints are coming. We got them scheduled for September. Let me
12th and
see.
13th.
Well, September 12th and 13th. Okay. That's going to be like a north-south shootout. Okay. And I'll tell you what, the number of people that have already called, the number of teams who have already called and plan on showing up to come to these, like, I wouldn't be surprised next week if we see abundance of cars for this CRSA race, because I think some of these guys from Pennsylvania want to come up and check the track out before that big race. I'm here to tell you that big race, I'm pretty excited about it myself. It wouldn't surprise me to see they've talked 50 plus cars to come to the show. That would not surprise me a bit. I mean, we could be talking a B main, even a C main. I mean, these
Right.
guys are coming from all over for this race. So
And I would have to imagine, I don't know what the 360 schedule looks like off the top of my head, but you kind of wonder if you might see some 360 guys get 305s for that show just because your 4,000 to win's a pretty, that's a pretty nice paycheck.
yeah, oh, absolutely. And plus, you do, with it being the North-South shootout, there's a lot of prestige on the line there. A lot of bragging rights. The guys from the PA Posse and the guys from New York, they do this every year down south. This year we happen to get it here at Woodhull, and I think it's going to be a huge show. I'm hoping to, I'm hoping we get good weather for it, and we'll see how it goes.
So my along with them, we got the first of five for the IMCAs. Now this isn't sanctioned, correct? This is just the IMCA weekly. Well, I guess, but
No, this is sanctioned. Yeah.
this is the sanctioned race. So this is a tour race. I mean, not sanctioned, tour is what I
Okay.
was.
No, I don't think it's a tour race, but it is sanctioned. Woodhull is now a sanctioned IMCA track now. So all of our IMCA races that come to Woodhull will now be sanctioned tracks. We will be crowned a champion at the end of the season with the IMCAs. There'll be a Woodhull IMCA champion. And we're testing the waters here to see how this goes.
So with the IMCAs, modified Sportsman Street Stock Hobby Socks Quad C's Warriors, with two extra classes, we are going to drop the crate late models just to, I mean, what are we running there? Eight classes. And then we have the mini stock Ted Morseman Senior Memorial Dash for Cash. which I'm quite interested to see if anybody can knock off the Morsemans in that. I think Teddy and Bradley have won the past two, so it'd be nice. It'd be interesting to see if anybody can come compete with them.
Yeah, again, they're going to be tough to beat. They come loaded for this race. I mean, there's no doubt that they prepare a lot of weeks for this race right here. They plan on winning it. It's going to take a pretty good card to be able to knock them off the top. I can tell you that it's not going to
Yeah, and
be easy.
I kind of wonder who's going to run the car, because I think they only have one mini stock. I think so, and I know Kaylee's driving that in the adult division weekly, so I kind of want to see if she, I kind of wonder if she's going to run it, or maybe, I know Teddy always likes to get behind the wheel of it.
Yep. And that, again, even with that many classes, if you look at our, we've been getting done by 11:30, I think, just about every single night. Well, I mean, the one race this year, but the last three or four races last year, we've been pushing these shows through. We've been getting out of there at a pretty decent time. So I'm kind of looking forward to see exactly how this goes and see if we could push it through and see if we can get this show done at a decent hour too.
Right. Well, one of the things I do like is I do like that we took a class off when the IMCAs are there, because I do think that it gives these guys a little bit of a breather. You know, if you, because, you know, I know they like to go on vacation and stuff, and maybe for the late models, it's kind of unfortunate, you know, it happened so early in the season, but it's kind of nice for them to be able to look at the beginning of the year, look at the schedule, and go, all right, well, I'm going to have this day off. So maybe we can plan something that weekend. We don't have to go to the races. We don't have to worry about the car, or heck, we can even go travel somewhere else, you know?
Right. And if I remember right, Joe, maybe you can shed a little light on this. I believe there's a rush race that night. And I think that's why we gave them the night off, because it was a rush race that isn't too far away. And we figured that they would maybe take off and go to that race. So that's kind of why we did it.
Right. Well, that, yeah, I and you know, that doesn't hurt us either, and there is that would be at State Line Speedway, the Bill Law Memorial, and that pays 4,000 to win. So, you know, I and it helps out our weekly guys. You know, if they want to take off and try to go win for 4,000 bucks at for the rush race, they don't have to miss points. And you know, that I guess that's just something else to think about. And you know, I do like to try to help these drivers as much as possible. I appreciate that. We appreciate the ones that race at Woodhull, but you know, if you can not miss a 4,000 to win show at, where's State Line, Jamestown, over that direction.
Yeah,
So,
yep. Which
really
isn't
not
really
that,
that far.
right, not too far away, and you can go run some for some good cash. So that did work out pretty well for them guys. Then May 17th, Terry, I want you to touch on this. May 17th, that is our annual salute to law enforcement, fire, and EMS, sponsored by Hubertus Service Station and Ken's Collision. I know that you have some big news regarding that, so why don't you fill everyone in?
Right. So again, this year we've got LifeNet. We've talked to them. They've confirmed the date. They are going to be flying in, weather pending, of course, and make sure they didn't have another call at that time. But they are planning on being there about 4:30 p.m. They'll be there until 5:30. They're going to come. We're going to set up a landing zone at the track, just like we did last year, and then people can. Fans can go out and see the helicopter and talk to the people and all that. We're also going to have fire trucks there and ambulances, all that. The police departments are going to be there. I know Addison Fire Department's going to be there. Woodhull Fire Department's going to be there. We're still waiting to hear back from a lot of other fire departments in the area. I know last year Bath Ambulance was there. I believe there was a fire truck from Cohocton that came in last year. So we're going to try to build on that again. And again, hopefully that families can come out a little bit early and they can see the fire trucks. And I know that the town of Woodhull just bought a brand new tanker that's just absolutely gorgeous. It's got a whole nativity scene right down the side of it. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And I know that they don't have it in yet, but I'm hoping that they get it in time to have that up there, maybe, and have it on display. So, and I believe, don't they, is it also, aren't let me see here. That's not the same night they do the chicken barbecue, right? I think that's later in the year.
Well, to me, I think the chicken barbecue has always been on fireworks night
Okay, maybe it is. Okay, maybe I'm wrong on that.
since
Okay.
I can remember. I know they've always had a chicken barbecue on fireworks night, because probably if you're gonna pick a night to have a chicken barbecue for a fire department, I would imagine that's probably the best night to pick.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, the salute to law enforcement night, fire and EMS, everybody that shows proper ID gets in for free that night too. So that's a big thing. That's our way of acknowledging our EMTs and our ambulance people, our fire departments, our law enforcement. We appreciate everything they do, and this is our way to kind of pay it back one night out of the year.
Yeah, it's really not enough, but I think it's probably the best we could do. And I do want to say that if anybody listens to this, if you want to come on out with a police car, ambulance, fire truck, bring it on over. I think my main dream here is we have so many in there that we got to figure out where we want to put them all.
Oh, yes, I agree. If they could, it would be nice if they could message our page, the Woodhall page on Facebook, and let us know so that we can, get this stuff planned. And that's kind of what we're doing. We're going to send some flyers out. I guess we already have sent some flyers out in Pennsylvania to some of them places down there, but we're trying to get a head count so that we can maybe come up with a map and get stuff put together. And who knows what's going to happen that night, but hopefully families come out, can come out early that night to the track and enjoy some of the stuff.
Yeah,
So.
I know. I remember as a kid, I always loved looking at the fire trucks. So I hopefully that is a good night. Hopefully for good weather there too. I think we kind of hope on that for every night, but I know that if it's not good weather, you probably won't be able to see the life net there. And so hopefully everything works out for that and they're able to come and just praying for goodness out of that.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, we went for quite a few years where the helicopter stopped coming. Okay. And then last year we brought them back. And I'll tell you what, LifeNet is just as excited to bring out, to come out there with that helicopter and land and talk to the people as we are having them there. They absolutely love it. They will do everything they can to make sure that's there. And I believe they told me before that they have, if it does rain out and they can't fly or for whatever reason, that they do have a van that they come out and set some stuff up to show. So who
Cool.
knows? You might even see some of that there, worst case scenario. But let's hope for good weather that night.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know this from last year. I think we went live on Facebook when it flew in, and that's cool to watch. But if you really could make it there about I would say 3:30, 4 o'clock, and watch that thing fly in, it really is kind of a cool scene.
Oh, it definitely is, especially with the fire department there when they set up a landing zone. It is. It's really neat to see exactly how that stuff works. Yeah.
And so I guess we will also have the NY 600 Sprint Tour there this that weekend. That's May 17th. Well,
Yep.
and then May
They are
24th.
the 600 sprints. They're the smaller sprint cars now, and they make their yearly trip to Woodhall every year. They're there, and they usually bring in quite a few cars, and they put on a really good show. They're a smaller sprint car. I believe they're one of the smallest, I believe, in New York State, but they do put on a good show, and they love to come to Woodhall. They every year they're one of the first people that call us and say, "Hey, we want to make sure we're on the schedule for next year." So they love to come there, and we love to have them.
Yeah, and I really have always thought that though that Woodhall Raceway is really kind of built for those 600s, whether it's the modifieds, the sprint cars, I just think those small thing, if you could get a whole group of them on there like we had for the modifieds, the 600 CCs modifieds at the end of last year. I just think that it's such a nice racetrack and the way that it's banked, and I really think they put on one heck of a show over there. And if I would like to see them pack the place, and they just put on such a good show, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, they do. That's for sure. They do.
I was trying to find out who won last year, but
Yeah, I'm not really. I'm not really sure on that.
I've got it in here somewhere, but you know what? All my stuff gets mixed up together, and I never know where anything is, it seems. So, who
Right?
I guess who really knows?
No, I was thinking about that the last time we had this podcast. You were in the Bahamas. And now I see you got a bare wall behind you. So I was thinking we should get you a Southern Tier Customs banner and put behind you there for a backdrop.
Oh yeah, well we could do that, but I was thinking maybe track sponsor at the Woodhall Raceway, Wicked Tees, might look pretty good behind there too.
You go. Absolutely. We can do that too, definitely. Yeah.
So after that, you were, I don't want to go too far here, but then you got the George Williams Memorial on May 24th, 2500 to win modifieds. That's sponsored by the Oakland Moose Club. And then May 31st, autograph night. I know we talked about this a couple weeks ago, Terry, when we did this, but why don't we just mention it again in case anybody forgot?
Okay, so autograph night again will be on the track. We'll let all the cars come down. They'll park on the track. I think we give them 30 minutes. We open the gates up and let all the fans go down on the track. You can go around, and a lot of drivers have autograph cards they'll hand out. They'll be signed there with their markers signing autographs. Yeah, I mean it's usually a people seem to love it. You get down there on the track and get to walk around the track, and the drivers love to have their fans come down. And yeah, you can go and meet your favorite driver, talk to them, and get your favorite thing signed. I've seen guys bring hats down and they get 20 different drivers to sign their hat, or maybe they have a checkered flag, or it's just about anything. It's kind of cool to watch, that's for sure.
And I think Lowry's are going to be there that night as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. We got Lowry's are going to be there, and we're going to do the $1 hot dog night that night. So in the grandstand area, all hot dogs will be $1 until we run out of hot dogs. And I'll tell you, I talked to Lowry's here a couple of weeks ago, and they plan on bringing a lot of hot dogs. So I hope we have a lot of hungry fans out there, that's for sure. And we thank Lowry's for that. I guess
Yeah.
they're going to be pork hot dogs. They're only going to be in the grandstand. So again, if you're in the pits and you want a $1 hot dog, you're going to have to walk over to the grandstands and get them, I guess. But yeah, it should be a cool night, family oriented night, that's for sure. So that bring the kids out, let them get autographs, let them get a couple hot dogs, and you'd be good to go for the night.
Yeah, and that's sponsored by Coon Ventures, Well Drilling. All of these sponsors are kind of subject to change as we work around a couple of rainouts here. But, well, Terry, I think we're pretty much, I mean, I think we've been on for about 20 minutes here, and for no race recap, I think we did all right on keeping us going here. So, anything else that you got for this week or?
I don't think so. I think that's about it. The rainouts are terrible. We hate them, and hopefully we're done with them for the season because we need to get some racing in. I want to see some racing. And I know a lot of these guys with these brand new cars still sitting in the garage. They're ready to get them out and get going. So let's hope. Let's hope the weather stays warm. And if it rains, the weather forecast right now is calling for rain, I believe, all the way up till Thursday. So let's hope that after Thursday, the sun comes out, dries everything out, and we're good for this next weekend. Let's hope.
Well,
Somebody's
seems
got
like
to
you.
learn how to, somebody needs to learn how to do the rain dance there and keep the rain away, I guess. We got to find somebody that can do
Yeah, well, you don't want me dancing, I can tell you that for sure.
that.
We wouldn't hit one fan in the grandstand if I was out front dancing. They'd all pull in and go somewhere more classy.
Well, don't cut yourself short, Joe.
Well, you haven't seen me cut a rug,
Maybe we can find a sponsor. Maybe we need to find a sponsor like Rain-X or something, somebody that can repel the rain from the track. Maybe that's what we need.
Well, the other thing we could do is we could put a nice dome.
Right there, hey, that's
Or put
always
a
possible too.
yeah, we could put a big tent.
I'm
Just
gonna
go.
let you. I'm gonna let you bring that up to Terry though.
Okay.
I'm gonna sit back and you go talk to Terry and Nikki about that
How do
one.
you think it would go if we put a big tent just over the racetrack? So the racetrack's dry, but everybody's just getting soaked with water. Do you think the fans would show up or?
Oh, I bet they would at least the first week.
All right, Terry. Well, thank you for coming on. I want to remind everybody to like and subscribe. YouTube, TikTok, Woodhull 64, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Rate 5 stars. Terry, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
A little slow on the stop.